Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
Hi, is this the customer service for the iPad or iPro that you can order online, and along with a medical app for medical care or something? God, I can't remember it.
Okay, so I don't know the product that you're talking about, ma'am. You said that you can win a iPad with a medical app.
Yeah, you purchase an app and you get your name put in a sweepstakes to win a iPad or something like that, or
Yes, ma'am. So we do have a contest that you can enter into to win an iPhone, iPad, or a vacuum cleaner. You do have to pay the shipping and handling of the product, and then once that you're the winner, I'm sorry, once you won, they'll send you the item within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, is this come with a $54 charge for a medical app, also some type of an app for medical advice or something like that?
Yes, ma'am. So it comes with a meal planning app.
Okay, because I talked to somebody a couple days ago, and because my mom didn't realize that she was getting put in and being charged a $54 fee monthly now, plus a $7 fee for something. But so I talked to somebody there, and they said they had canceled it, but they were going to send my mom a $125 gift card, and it would be there on her email within 24 hours, and she never got it yet.
Okay, can I have her zip code?
Yeah, 90713. That's okay, 150, one of those.
First and last name?
Beverly McDonald.
Okay, I don't see anything matching the zip code. Could you verify the phone number?
It would have been from 562-706. Huh? Yes. 706-7770.
Okay, I found an account here matching her name. Could you verify the address?
4518 Briarcrest, Lakewood, California, 90713.
Thank you. So there was a purchase here for our tablet for $7.95, and then there's a $54.97 charge as well. The account is canceled so that she won't be billing any future charges. I can go ahead and resend out that confirmation email of the cancellation.
Okay, I have that. We have that. I have the can. We know it was canceled, but she said that they were going to be sending her $150 gift card to use there at their company or something, because they wouldn't couldn't return the $54 or something. So
So,
they said it would be there within 24 hours of
yes,
her
ma'am.
email, and it's
So the
not.
gift card was if she continued with us, like if she stayed in the contest to win the product, then that's why they were sending out the gift card. But she said that she didn't want to stay a member, so then they no longer process that gift card.
Okay, well, the lady told us since we canceled and everything that that's why they were sending us her the gift card, because they
So,
weren't refunding us the $54, and she told us it would be there within 24 hours. She told us this quite a few different times. She told us that we would be getting that gift card
I'm
within
reading the
24
note.
hours.
Yes, ma'am. I'm reading the notes here. So it was a $125 gift card to continue, but if you decline to continue the account, she just canceled it for you.
But that's not what she told us. She told me, and my mom, I had my mom's phone listening, that it would be sent to us, because even though we canceled, they would send that to us. And I'm like, well, I don't want that. We wanted a refund. She goes, well, I can't refund it, but I am going to send you that gift card, because
So I can just do a 35% refund for the $54.97, but as far as the gift card, it's only if you're still a member with us. I do
they're going
apologize
to
about
tell me
that.
over and over
I'm
that
sorry,
it would be
ma'am.
coming.
I do apologize. I can give you a 35% refund on the $54.97.
Why can't you refund the whole 54%? Because we don't want it. And my mom wasn't aware that that charge was going to be there.
So it was stated in the terms and conditions, but as a courtesy, I could do a 50% refund.
50% or 35%?
50%.
Okay. I don't understand why you can't refund the whole thing, because she's canceled it and she hasn't gotten anything in regards to it.
Okay, well, I do apologize about that, ma'am.
There's a $7 charge for entering the sweepstakes or something like that, from what the other lady told me, but why can't you refund the whole 54?
Because it was stated in our terms and conditions that that charge did come along with entering into the contest to win the item. Now, I do apologize about that, ma'am. What I can do for you is process that 50% refund, and then the account is canceled so that you won't be billed any future charges.
Okay, well,
yeah, that's kind of what it was, but it was like for the inconvenience or whatever, she was going to send that $150, $25 gift card that she, for three or four times, she explained that I have to go on, they would send the paperwork with it for to get on the app, because I could only use it on the app. I couldn't spend it anywhere else.
Yes, ma'am, but it was only if you continued with us. If you didn't continue your subscription, you were no longer eligible to receive that gift card. Now, I can process your 50% refund, but I can't give you the gift card because the account is already canceled.
Well, that's not what you told us, though. That's a completely opposite, because we wanted the refund, and she told us that she could send that within 24 hours and that she could use it only on the products from that company, that she couldn't use it anywhere else.
And then that, on top of that, she was canceling any...
And canceling any further charges.
So the account is canceled. I can provide a 50% refund. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Yeah, is there a supervisor?
Okay, so I can get you transferred over to my supervisor. Give me 1 second to notate the account.
Okay. Where did it say anything about charging you $54?
It was on the Discover Card bill.
I know, but I'm talking about when you applied for it, did you see anywhere where it said it was going to charge you $54 on top of the $7?
I'm not swearing.
Okay, so I am notating the account. Is there anything else I can do before I transfer you over?
No.
All right, so just give me 1 second. I'm finishing up this account.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, MJ or JM or something like that. MJ.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and get you transferred over now. Thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks. No, I think she's at home because I can hear kids in the background.
I would do anything to keep them not hurt. I love them. And then he has to talk to the supervisor when he wasn't there, so the other guy was on the line.